requirements for Trinity Lynch at Trump University. One-year checks have been made out of $2 from Trump personally. Two of those checks are clear. This is one of the first courses is offered in our brand new political science fiction section. This is the fall 2017 catalog. I hope you've all completed your assigned reading over the summer. We asked you to read The Art of the Deal, the biographies of show business legends Chuck Woolery and Danny Bonaducci, as well as an abridged version of the United States Constitution that doesn't include the first 14 or 25th amendments. Before we begin, after the announcements about the course catalog, Professor Quinn will be taking a sabbatical this year. In his place, we have Paul Manafort, who will be teaching Con Law. Con is not an abbreviation for anything. Professor Spence just posted his own hour schedule. You're free to drop by for a one-on-one conversation with Professor Spence, whatever you like. Unless you're gay or a woman, in which case Professor Spence is available until the end of the time. Secretary of Education Perry is last minute filled in for a class that he's not just unqualified for. It's called U.S. Energy Policy. EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt will be teaching a course on global warming called The Science of the Scriptures. Subtitled, he's got the whole world in his hands, and he has very warm hands. Attorney General Jeff Sessions will be teaching a class. He just can't remember which one. With a bed sheet, white frosting. A little torches on top. Come on by for an impromptu celebration that includes Secretary Tillerson's popular magic show in the State Department, Mississippi. Special note, Judge Joy Morris's class, hair and makeup tips for teens. Joe Barton asks to turn in your phones before he eats up poses for his drawing class he turned in before. Today's lecture is titled, What I Learned from Trying to Get Inside Donald Trump's Head. I have studied Donald Trump longer than anyone should be required to. And if anything is disturbing, you look at that head from the outside, that head, like Mr. Potter, it's a wonderful life with a funnel cake wrapped around. Thank you. Try to look inside. As we've all come to learn, it's so dark, so scary. The process has affected me so deeply, it has actually rewired my brain. Now the essence of Trump comes exploding out of me at random times without warning. If I'm out to dinner and want to make sure my wife has this dairy-free salad, I find myself turning to the waiter and saying, show the kale salad and no cheese. And then the no cheese. You can decide, maybe get the hands up to do it. When I'm tired, impatient, cranky, out he comes as a disturbing and pervasive force in my life. When this is over, I'd like to donate my brain to science, if we still have science. Decades of insecurity, impediments, bullying, and emotional constipation that manifests themselves into certain unusual physical traits. Consider the way Trump speaks, flailing, drunk, on ice skate style public address. Trump is a man who's always looking for a better, stronger word and then defining it. His brain is like some enormous, dusty, Rube Goldberg-esque warehouse where a linear man in overalls awaits his cue. Trump speaks. I just want to say these first responders are so... They're so... The man in uniform springs into action. An older, unshaven man with short legs. He runs up and down the aisle, sifting through bins, digging for a word. Trump is not employed in a while. He turns back to home base, the bureau treasurer to the tongue, huffing and puffing and injecting the golden two cards in his hand. What's a spectacular disgrace? how these people are fantastic. They're fantastic people, and I just want to say what a fantastic experience it was working with these fantastic people. Trump's praying, a world without sinners. Then there is this is all. And there's that wall, a wall that clearly reminds us of those debilitated heel spurs that kept him from serving his country. That's considered the previous moment of his mouth, like the monster in the alien Trump's mouth, can be poised at any moment to do something violent. The bite is like a scream to attack, and he flexed and strained as if he tried to suck the windshield of the car. Let's just think that the darkness is less than all. Trump's mind. It points to me as an actual thinking. There is a system that works here. It's a code that says, if you make me look good, you're a genius. But if you betray me, embarrass me, or tell the truth about me, you're a loser, a liar, sad. A fundamental yin and yang. If I say there were 3 million people at my inauguration, why would I make that up? Why would I inflate my men at work? The sick child lying up there laying home on the side with a broken window or the dead in the car. If I say Time magazine offered me the first of the year cover and then Time exec denied, they're pathetic, fake, stupid. That is all for our class today. You're all one step closer to your degree in Trumpology. Your homework for this evening is to go home and stand in front of a mirror for 40 minutes and practice making your face look like this. University's namesake could not be here in person to welcome you all, but in any case, President Trump asked in his place. I am his son, and I'll do my best to convey his words just as he would. Greetings, Iowa. What a great state, Iowa. I won Iowa. I love the sympathetic news. What a bit of points for crooked Hillary. The DNC busted millions of voters out of state in cities like Cedar Rapids. And Des Moines, that's a joke. Many people thought this day used to be called Jefferson Jackson Day. And it was a day. Jefferson Jackson was a very bad. Mary Jefferson Jackson Day. And I promise you that, by the way, Jefferson Jackson's brother, Lyndon Jackson, never touched those kids. And if we need him again, we need him in the United States nonetheless. We're very proud of this history. You believe it? Many people are saying that this is the biggest crowd that has ever come to this history. It's all because of me, Donald J. Trump. If I were there, I might see that there's a lot we need to fix in Iowa. Very cold there. I like Russia. Not that I would do that. Also, I want to say something to all the ethanol miners out there. That's a spell. We're just going to put ethanol in everything and soon stingers, diameters, breast implants. All of our industries. If that job, your job's coming back. That I'd accomplish. By the way, I want to apologize. Pocahontas. I'm sorry if I offended anyone, especially Pocahontas, who is, of course, a smoking hot cartoon character so hot. And Senator Warren, of course, was like patting the peanuts cartoons. So, the point is, I want to make, I have a great game, so I'm going to clock block. Is that the word, clock block? Thank you. And the fitting article, the host of your video, I call him Jeesh. He's just a loud, obnoxious, so-titled TV star from, like, the Ukraine, Long Island, and Sad. Let me make sure that you're bound to be refreshed to Donald Trump, which, by the way, not very funny, and very bad. So when we meet Donald Trump, when I know he was very nice and very fair to Alan Baldwin, we should invite his brother instead. And if his little brother's not a man, he's only 50 because he wishes he were me. Everyone knows Stephen Baldwin is the best Baldwin. Firing next to us, as you know, Secretary of State, Stephen Baldwin. and let you run it back to tension. Enjoy your electoral college losers. Thank you, your favorite president, Donald J. Trump. The invitation here tonight at Troy. It's good to see Treasurer Michael Fitzgerald, Attorney General Tom Miller, Senator Janet Peterson, Representative Mark Smith, and of course, former Governor and Agricultural Secretary Tom Vilsack. So I'm going to have a chance to talk about this party that we care about. Talk about this country that we all love and how that country is in trouble, deep trouble, and how we must do everything in our power to save. My dad was a public school teacher on Long Island, a poor kid. Poor kid in Brooklyn who grew to become a classic Kennedy Democrat. The heirs apparent to Roosevelt's legacy and belief that the party represented the greatest hope. Prosperity and security of the greatest number of Americans, eventually I became a Kennedy out of the Fox Democrat myself. I canvassed for Carter in 1976, going door to door in Maryland, Virginia during my freshman year of college. Carter again in 1980, Mondale in 84. I attended the convention in Atlanta in 88, two terms as president, during which I hosted and attended my home as president and then senator president. 1994, I traveled all of Massachusetts with Michael Kennedy, RFK's son, organizing for Teddy Kennedy. It was me and Michael in a small rental car, a case of Snapple and a bag of pretzels. I made 70 stops over 16 days at colleges, rotary clubs, you name it, we were there. Teddy won a tough race against the Bitcoin, and I'd like to believe we made a difference. In 2000, I traveled to Florida. For the American Way's voter registration law, only to end up agonizing over hanging chads and the Supreme Court decision that had stalled Bush for in office 8 disastrous years. When Obama won in 2008, I sat in my kitchen and wept. I marveled at how this country seemed so firmly on course to real reform. The election, I decided to take a break from elected politics and focused my foundation's work on supporting the arts, supporting arts organizations. I rationalized our guy who proved to a courageous and fruitful second term, and then his Secretary of State would succeed him. A few years ago, I was invited to a Hillary fundraiser, and I wrote a check so small I worried they might grab you more dirt right out of my hand. And then, when the results came in last fall, I was in shock. We won. As months have gone by, I have come to realize that Russian hacking may have contributed to our great loss. An anemic campaign of Clinton herself may have had a factor. The Mercers and the Kochs and all the other crypto fascists of this country behind the GOP truly hacked. I only have myself to blame. Just like all my fellow Democrats only live this afternoon. While Obama was in office, Democrats lost more than 900 seats in state legislatures across this country. We just didn't work hard enough. When we talk about the future of our party, I say it's not enough to sign a new label on our brand. It's a new group. We've got to back it up. This radical idea we brought into sharp relief a few weeks ago by my friends at SNL, making the point that only they could. Let's have a look.
And now a message from the Democratic National Committee.
This Tuesday, Americans went to the polls.
And they told President Trump, we don't want to join at all, sir.
And one thing is clear, we're back, baby. The Democrats are back. And some of us did win. We love us again.
And we haven't got this confidence as it did for Trump won.
New ideas to democratic fresh new faces like me, Nancy Pelosi, Henry, Diane Feinstein,
and me, Chuck Schumer,
E.O. Sweet D.K.
And I
It's fighting time!
And together we're going to end the spirit of divisiveness in this country by focusing on how we won the governor's races in two of the 10 states we care about.
And maybe it's funny because it's true. We've got to revitalize our farm teams, strengthen our AAA ball teams, and fortify our position in the state houses across the country. 10 years ago, future President Barack Obama spoke at this dinner, the skinny young man with the big ears who moved quickly from the state legislature of Illinois to the U.S. Senate and on to the White House as me. Just me, a future Democratic president, is somewhere in this room tonight. Let's have a round of applause. From wherever our next president and candidate comes from, we've got crucial work to do right now for 2018. We've got a party building to do on a scale that perhaps we've never known. At a fundraiser in New York a couple of weeks ago, I asked a wise man, a great party of us advises what I'm about to convey to you all here tonight. And here's what he said to me. He said, you tell those folks now that we've got to get people to start believing that the peaches are scattered in the answer. We need to get back on our message. We need to keep reminding people that what we have to offer is better for the American people than what they have to offer. We need to tell them what we stand for.
Right now.
and recognize what unites us is so much more than what divides. Being a Democrat means, to get very dry when you gaggle. Being a Democrat means recognizing that billionaires with their super PACs aren't protecting their free speech, their silence is yours. As you and I both know, here in Iowa, the Cubs backed 21 candidates in the State House and 9 in the Senate. The only state where they invested in more candidates were Oklahoma and Texas. Take the Cubs money out of Iowa and you give it a different state. Policy is the linchpin of our foreign policy. Why in God's name are we sending billions of dollars and thousands of young men and women overseas sometimes to die when we can leave all of our own needs here at home? Being a Democrat means recognizing that there are problems on a national level and here in Iowa as well that need fixing today like nothing. More than 70 times, Republicans have tried to repeal the ACA, even though it's working. So instead of repealing it, now you're undercutting it. You're sitting down here in Iowa. I'm told a quarter of currently insured Iowans are going to lose their coverage. And as a result, people may die. And why? Because there's something wrong, wrong, and cheap, and therefore must be bad. That's ridiculous, it's expensive, and it's inhumane. You and I both know that being a Democrat means keeping our eye on the long-term future of this country. Not only will we stimulate the doubt of the coming order. When you take money away from schools, you're putting the future of the state and the country at risk. And we are watching Republicans turn Iowa, keep public schools on a starvation diet and cutting money from public universities. My dad was proud of his job as a teacher. Now that the new Republican tax plan will no longer allow our teachers to deduct the cost of school supplies, we need to protect teachers now more than ever in Iowa. Now that this is very important, while we never want to demonize success itself as the reward for hard work, we do not want to reflexively vilify those who make a lot of money. We do want to call out those who believe that money needs to support their rights and privileges in our society and their place in our electoral processes. Billionaires can write off their corporate jets, and teachers can write off their school supplies. That's Republican in America. Those jets and send them to whatever country they're offshoring all their money in right now. You and I can stay here and work for clean air and water, infrastructure investment, an equitable tax bill, net neutrality, and so much more. Democrats are builders and Republicans are destroyers. Democrats want policies to help the greatest number of Americans or Republicans in the interests of the 1%. Democrats want the champions of the working class, and we will be again. All we need to do is reach out to every corner of Iowa and every state in this country and remind them of who we are. The party of FDR, the party of JFK, of Clinton and Obama, and the party that truly cares about the freedom and respect and opportunity for all Americans, men and women, old and young, rich and poor, every race, every faith, L and G and B and T and U. Already some of that hard work is paying off. Look at what just happened in a special election for a state senate seat in a part of Oklahoma that Donald Trump won by 40 points. The Democrat won by 31 votes. This is what happened in Virginia in their state house. 15 pickups this time. The last time the Democrats picked up more than 5 seats in Virginia was 1975. This year, you're going to have a candidate in every state house and senate race. Think of what a 15-seat pickup would be in your mind. You know what? Is that something you are, something you do? If you don't drag 80 people to the polls, let me say that again. If you don't drag 80 people to the polls, you're not a real Democrat. If you don't put a sign on your lawn, you're not a Democrat. You don't knock on the doors. You get whatever contribution you have. Let's remind America that the Republicans would spend our last dime on deportation and deregulation, on walls and wars, on tax breaks and raises that necessary. And like everything Trump stands for, those things divide our country. While coming together as a country shouldn't cost us a thing. Only Democrats like you lead this country from partisanship to citizenship. I spent a lot of the past year playing Trump on Saturday Night Live, and I had a lot of conflicting feelings about that. Some people love him and thank him for it. Others just point out that Trump is in a way beyond the bounds of humor, and that by mocking him, we only normalize him. And with our treatment of Trump, perhaps we normalize things that should not be normalized, like the daily assault on civility, on decency, on women. We laugh at things that shouldn't be laughed at, the nuclear war with Korea, the white supremacists in our streets. Are we so fatigued by this man and tolerate things otherwise we would never tolerate? Like foreign powers effectively casting their vote for our next leader. We forget things that should never be forgotten. Like why we fought the Civil War. And that the First Amendment was first for a reason. We forget things like the lives lost in Las Vegas, and some of them screamed in Texas. And the more than 550 mass shootings that have taken place in the past year and a half. People around the world, America is a beacon that shines a light on how free men and women can live their best lives if they are willing to fight for it. Tonight, I'm making a promise to all of you. I am ready to fight. I'm making phone calls. It's not on the doors. Off my back with Marie Jacobs State Pride. Come on me. I'll do whatever it takes to help Democrats, old Democrats, win, and it is my dream to never, ever have to inhabit the mind of Donald Trump again. An important role to play, and that is to me.